Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is a Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Brother Spike, it's Football Friday. I'm feeling pretty good. Birds heading into the weekend. T-shirt and hat game. Sure, you guys don't know what that's like.
Yes, I do.
I do. Four times. T-shirts, hats. That's when you win a division.
Oh, yes. I didn't know what that was.
And Jim Schwartz in 2020.
Well, I mean, I said what I was a part of. I wasn't a part of that. Oh, that's right. That's right. They had a T-shirt and hat game that we didn't even really want to win. But
they literally tanked it.
Yes. And that voice you hear over there is Fritzy, Jackie Baseball. Holla at you, boy. How about that? The Phillies are awake.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they signed Zach Bond 2.0. We'll get to that later.
Oh, is that what that is? That we were calling it Zach Bond 2.0?
It's a great side.
Yeah, okay. All right, the worm is good. Before we get to our show, we have to start with this. Truthfully, I didn't think I would ever say this. I didn't think there would be a world where Howard Eskin was not on WIP. So news came out, I don't know if you saw it or not, a little while ago that my dad, Howard Eskin, is no longer going to be at WIP starting now. I love my dad, and I am incredibly proud, and I think, what's the word I'm looking for? Without him, first of all, WIP is not where it is today. But specifically for me, I would not be here. Now, look, I'm way better than he ever was. But without him, none of this happens. And without the institutional knowledge I have growing up around him, all of those things, and the things that he gave to the station, gave to me, I am very thankful for. I didn't think there would ever be a day where I would say that Howard Eskin was not on WIP. Quite honestly, I thought he would probably outlast all of us on WIP. So the fact that he won't be here to drive me crazy is not something I ever expected. But I guess I would just close it in saying that I'm appreciative of him. I'm glad for the time he spent while he was here. I'm glad for the knowledge I picked up of what to do and what not to do over the years. And that's about it. I guess the final thing is that while I'm proud of him and I am I'm not happy that he's not here anymore. I personally am incredibly happy where I am at WIP, who I work with Ike and Jack, with Rod, with my infrastructure here. So I am here, and that has nothing to do with him not being here anymore. So if that was a thought in your mind, you can get rid of that. And that's about all I got on it. You have worked with him quite a bit, actually.
I have. Yeah. I have, and I, like you, was kind of really shocked about the news about an hour or so ago that he would not be with this WIP family moving forward. So, you know, I had the privilege and honor of working with Howard over a decade ago in my earlier days of being here for almost 3 years. We worked together, and he didn't have very many partners throughout his storied career here. So don't think I don't take that and hold that in high regard that I was able to sit next to him for 4 hours a day during the time that he was on. And he's one of the people that introduced me to this world of sports talk radio. Being here as a player and listening to him and Angelo on WIP back from the 610 days in the late 90s and even my first sort of remembrance of Howard as a young kid, getting a chance to stay up late at night when my mother would allow me to on Sunday nights just so I could watch the George Michael Sports Machine that came on at 11:30 that was syndicated out there in the area I lived in Cincinnati. That was my first remembrance of Howard Eskin as he would fill in from time to time for George Michael. So, you know, coming here and once my playing career was over with, and like I said, getting a chance to work next to him in the same field as he, for the same company as he, it had never been lost on me why he is truly referred to as the king of sports talk radio here in Philadelphia, because that's who truly who he is. Everyone that has worked here came after him. He carried the banner for this station for a lot of years as the face of sports talk radio in this town and as a face and a voice for people in this town. So we're going to miss him, obviously, not being around here and hearing his voice on the airwaves. So I just want to give my debt of gratitude and thanks to him for indirectly at times helping me become who I am today.
You know, it's kind of funny because most people think when they meet me and they meet him, they're like, wow, I don't even know how you're related to that guy. You guys are so different. But it is not lost on me that I am here doing the shift that he was the first one to do. You know, yeah. Like that is not lost on me. So, and you can hear it when I get mad with a caller or something. There is Howard Eskin.
You all know that. Believe me, we know.
Yeah, it's there. and the final thing I'll say is this sounds a little bit like a eulogy. So, and it shouldn't because okay. he's not, if you think you are rid of Howard Eskin in your world, that is not happening. And if anybody was worried from a health standpoint, I'm sure he will speak as he speaks, but he is okay there. He's crazy, but he's been crazy for a long time. So aside from that, there's not a health issue or anything, and he is not disappearing from this world. So from the sports world, I mean. So you, if you were worried about that for 1 second, you should stop worrying about that right now. So that's all we got, and on to the radio show. Jack, was there anything you had there? Because you did host Fritz at 6, Riding with the King.
Sounds like he's ducking.
Is he ducking you?
Yeah,
He could not work with Fritz anymore.
Yeah, that's mainly it. Yeah, so. Yeah. No, yeah, we had a good time. He is ducking Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yep. He can't win now.
Yeah, he recused, I guess.
Yeah, recused from Eagles Insider of the Year. Yeah.
See you soon.
Yeah. Or appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
There you go. The Jack Fritz appreciation.
Just understand.
Yeah.
If you and I ever die, when we do die.
Yes.
This dude is not getting up there.
No.
To speak.
No eulogy from
to
Jack.
Say anything.
But and this is not to put you in the grave, Ike. But if I do your speech on that day, can I bring the drop board?
I was going to say.
Yeah, it would be with the drop board.
Yeah,
for sure.
I was going to say, Jack's going to play the fart.
That's him.
Yep.
That's him.
And the Taylor Swift thing,
my
I'm
goodness.
Sure. Yeah.
Happy baby, Roo Taylor.
Yeah.
All heart. That guy in there.
Truly. Yep. You know, for a guy who is a kind person, he does not, good at that part.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
He didn't get hugged enough.
Yeah, whoa, did you get hugged enough? Maybe it was hugged too much.
I think I was hugged too much.
Yeah, that's actually the only child part of you, I think, was probably hugged too much. So, on to the Eagles. It feels weird, but on to the Eagles.
Yeah, on to the birds.
So, you know, A.J. Brown just said that he is playing, but out of nowhere, we saw A.J. Brown with a knee thing on the injury report. Here's what Nick Sirianni had to say about A.J. Brown.
Hey, Nick, did A.J.'s knee injury happen in practice? Or is that something from the game?
Yeah, he was limited yesterday. We'll see how it is today.
Was it a practice thing or was it the game?
He was limited. Yeah, he was limited yesterday.
Well, he didn't enter the practices with any status. So
you guys can figure that out.
So, did he finish practice?
He was limited.
Now, AJ, I think, intimated that he is not 100%, but he can play through it, based on the quotes I saw from Elliott and Tim McManus when they talked to AJ afterwards.
I don't know. Is there something wrong with letting us know he got, it was something from the game or practice?
I think what he said
competitive advantage.
I don't get the competitive advantage.
To not saying when it happened?
Yeah. If he's banged up, he's banged up. If he's going to play, he's going to play. But wondering when it happened, I don't understand the competitive advantage or disadvantage that is. His answers made that a lot more awkward than it needed to be.
Right. Hey, there was a weird thing that happened in the game. It flared up on him.
Yeah, we all saw the play.
It flared up on him. You know, we hope he's a go, but we'll see.
It's not a big deal.
Poor Nick. We tell Nick to say less. He says less, and we're mad that he doesn't say more. Welcome to Philly, Nick. So, you know, when I heard all this stuff earlier, it hit me. I was having this feeling during the week that we are a little overconfident about the Philadelphia Eagles with the rest of the season and the playoffs. And when I heard Nick talking about AJ and think about an AJ injury, and honestly, I think on the field, he is the most important player on the field, AJ Brown. And I would say above Saquon, I think AJ Brown is the most important player on the field. And it made me think about our overconfidence and just how fragile all of this is. As we sit and we point to all of Detroit's injuries and so on and so forth, and just think that we're going to march through the regular season and then through the playoffs. Everyone is convinced that the Philadelphia Eagles are, without question, the best team in the NFC. And I'm not so sure that is as cut and dry as everyone seems to think. Detroit is a very good team that has the inside track on the number one seed in the NFC. If they don't end up as the number one seed, Minnesota could very well end up as the number one seed in the NFC, a team that we have all ignored and only has the same number of losses as we do this season. A dome team at home, Detroit.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
A dome team at home. And I think everyone just assumes this is going to be easy on Sunday. Washington's a good team. It's a division game. We're on the road. A.J. Brown is banged up. And I just think we all need to take a breath. We can be excited. We can be hopeful. But this is not like the rest of this season, the regular season, the playoffs, is not a coronation of the Eagles. This is going to be a grind. This is as fragile as any other team who could lose an important player. And I think that the city, I hope the team doesn't feel this way, but I think the city and a lot of us here at WIP are a little overconfident about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, for good reason. Are you kidding me? Have you watched them play? Have you watched this team play all year? You see both sides of the football? You see everybody else in the NFC?
Yes.
We got every reason to be overconfident and very confident. But here's the thing. As long as the players aren't overconfident, that's really what matters. As a fan base, I think we have every reason to feel like we're the best team in the National Football League. And being nervous may help you sort of cope with your anxiety, but it doesn't mean it makes the team any less significant from a how good they are. It doesn't make them any less of a team just because you may have a little bit of anxiety about how good they are, and you're afraid that you may get your emotions too involved, and then you're going to get let down. That's not going to happen. That's the power of positive thinking. This football team is ready to take off. I look at the rest of the teams around the league. Everybody's had their own little storylines and why they should win and why they look good. Well, guess what? The Eagles have it just as well. We have a storyline there that says we're a team of destiny. We're a team that deserves to be right there with the championship. We just need good health the rest of the season, continue to play hard, and I disagree with you when you say about AJ being the most important player on the team or the most important player on the offense, however you phrased it. First of all, Jalen's the most important player. He's the quarterback. Saquon's the best player. Now, I would have reversed that and maybe have called AJ the best player a couple months ago. But I think Saquon has shown you when AJ has been more of a complimentary piece, Saquon has shouldered the load for the offense more than AJ has. So he is the most important player on the offense. I mean, he is the best player on the offensive side of the ball and the most valuable player. Jalen is the most important player. AJ is the best complimentary piece. He has an accent to what we do offensively. And AJ being banged up. Let me tell you, if there was ever a silver lining for us Saquon Barkley truthers, it's A.J. Brown being banged up. Because, damn it, that means we're not going to get goofy and start throwing the ball more than we need to, and we're going to Pound Town Sunday. We're going to Pound
Town Sunday. Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
That's right. We're going to Pound Town with the guy who has gotten us here, and it was cute to get back to the passing game to make some of the doubters happy, quiet some of the noise, quiet down A.J. who needed his touches and a touchdown. Yeah, we got that done last week. Now we get back to doing what we do best. See, and we started to get cute this week, too. That's what happens when we throw the ball. See, when we were running the ball, everybody was head down, hard work, bring your lunch pail, hard hat. We're a boring team. We don't need all the flash and dash. We don't care who gets the credit. We're just winning games. Moment somebody say pass, and here we go. Jalen turns into Nino Brown with his outfit, chains back out. Before the end, Jalen was coming to the game with suits on, businesslike.
Well, suits on with zero points in the first quarter.
Well, I'm just saying. We
look at businesslike. Zero points in the first quarter.
And then as soon as we throw the ball, everybody wants to be flash and dash again.
Yeah, because you know what? That wins.
No. That's what won last week. That's what got us in trouble early in the season. I don't mind throwing it at times. We are a run-first, defensive-oriented football team. Let's not lose our identity. Can you imagine all of a sudden after winning 9-10 straight games, we decide we want to change our formula up and we lose? What do you think everybody's going to say?
You know what? No. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy on this one because nobody changed any formula. The quarterback just did his job. Saquon got 21 touches. He only threw 32 times. Mm-hmm. Everyone grew up and acted like a real NFL offense instead of this high school, you know, stuff that we're doing every other week, giving the ball to one guy over and over and over again.
We know what's there. We know what we're capable of doing. I'm just saying the more you do that stuff, the more you're susceptible to bad things happening. Turnovers, sacks, getting behind the yard, getting behind the chains. Like, that's what – last week, okay, it worked. Now we're going to go out and say, this is what we're going to do?
It's what we should have been doing the whole time.
No, that's not how we got to where we are. We didn't get to winning 10 games straight, being the best team in the league by throwing the football. Jalen's doing a great job managing the game. All of a sudden, we need to prove to everybody that we're a throwing team because of WIP. We're talking about it. Now all of a sudden we got to prove to everybody we're a throwing team, right? All right, just saying. Now go out there and start turning the ball over, getting sacks, and getting away from what got us here. You have to answer for that.
All right,
I'd rather lose the way I came to the party versus me switching it up, trying to get cute, and I throw everything off kilter.
Lose with 14 points and 222 yards of offense.
We got a great defense that's playing well, that's not giving up points. You don't have to play reckless football. Once we stopped all the analytics, going for it on fourth down, the overly aggressive, all the silly stuff trying to prove how cute and smart we are. When we started doing nuts and bolts, chicken and gravy football.
Tush push.
That's where we're at. Look where we're at. Look where we're at. Even last week, fourth and two. I was so proud of Nick last week. Fourth and two, and he decided to send Jake Elliott out there to kick the field goal.
Left now, granted, 4 points on the field.
No, granted, penalty. We got the first down, moved down. We still only got a field goal. My point is I love his decision to not go for it and kick the ball. We haven't had any angst from that standpoint in over a month.
This is part of the overconfidence.
Man, because we're playing smart football now. We're playing football, fundamentally sound football. Get back to ground and pound. We're going to Pound Town Sunday.
215-592-9494. Are Eagles fans too, are we all too overconfident about the Eagles right now? Now, I was going to...
Supremely confident.
We do have a next question today because we have one final $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery Tasting Room. Joe and Hugh going to be there on Sunday for the pregame show. Mm-hmm. They will do the show there. It'll be an ugly sweater block party. But actually, Jack, because my dad's not going to be at WIP anymore, I actually don't even remember what next question is.
What's something you look forward to?
That's right. Something you look forward to because Christmas is coming. Bowl season is coming. Playoffs are coming. Snow for lunatics. They like that. That's coming. So, Jack, what do you look forward to?
Well, you just said lunatics, and I totally disagree. I look forward to the first snowfall. And
no.
I'm not talking a little dusting. I need inches. I need a good...
Wow.
Good 6 inches of snow.
Yeah, that, good luck with that.
That gets you out of bed in the morning. That's what I
look at you doing. What you're doing.
I want Walker's first snowman.
Would Jill settle for 2 or 3 inches of snow?
I just want you to keep going down this aisle. Yeah, keep going.
Like an avalanche.
Yes, keep going.
I was born basically around the blizzard of 96. Okay. I need a recreation of that in 2025.
Ike, do you have something you look forward to?
Something I'm looking forward to for the first time.
Okay.
This year, college football playoffs.
It's not the first time it's college football playoff. First time expanded college football.
Yes,
all right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Home playoff college football is going to be so weird.
That's what I'm talking about. I want to see what it looks like.
Oh, the Happy Valley this week?
Yeah,
we are.
Can't wait till they go down to SMU.
Notre Dame, Indiana tonight. I want to see what it looks like. I'm excited about the 12-team playoffs. I really am. I think this is the beginning of a new era of college football to where they are getting ever so closer to being like the NFL. That's our minor league, college football.
It sure is.
Man, and this time, listen, no more stupid bowl games. We don't have to worry about the Liberty Bowl and the Poland Weed Eater Independence Bowl. I mean, the bowls I played in.
Right.
El Paso Sun Bowl, with John Ritchie beat us down 38-0.
Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah, the Pinstripe Bowl. We don't even have to worry about any of those bowl games anymore.
So
let's go playoff games.
So what I say I'm going to look forward to, I know both of you are going to rip me, but I'm being honest.
What you got?
Every day, I look forward to getting to work and eating my oatmeal. I love eating my oatmeal every day.
When are you going to ditch the oatmeal, though?
Never.
Like, hold on.
Never. I think, truthfully, when I get in the car, 10 a.m., whenever
You're
I get in the car,
about it.
I'm thinking about it. I get here. And Jack knows, if somebody starts talking to me, Rod could tell you this, too. Rod wanted to talk to me in the studio the other day. I was like, I'm going to bring the oatmeal in. I need to eat the oatmeal. I'm hungry. I'm focused on it. It makes me feel complete. Every day, I look forward to eating the oatmeal.
What a testimony for oatmeal.
Yes. A little banana, a little strawberry, a little
especially
almond milk in there.
Especially someone under 50, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Look, if you're old, I get it.
Look at me. I'm fit. It's the oatmeal. I am.
I mean, listen, you got a busted hip.
I'm fit. I do have a busted hip. No, I have a bionic hip, actually. Might have the strongest right hip of anybody in this room. It's made out of ceramic and metal.
Yeah, it's especially stronger than mine.
Yeah. All right. So that is next question today for the $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery Tasting Room. Main question, do you think we are too overconfident about the Eagles? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.